let's pray, shall we? And ask the Lord to help us on our journey then.
Acts 19.
21. Thank you, Lord. You've given us your word, and we just bless you, Lord. When you speak, it's the truth, Lord, and when you make a promise, you keep it, Lord. And so we're here, Lord, to look at your word, to see how you dealt with your servant Paul and your servants who are friends of his. Pray, Lord, you help us to understand the working and moving of your Holy Spirit in people's lives and hearts, so that we can understand his moving in ours too. Help us, Lord, and bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, interesting chapter this, chapter 21 of Acts of the Apostles. It should be renamed, you know that, don't you? It's not the Acts of the Apostles, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. But, anyway, we're going to be looking at these first few verses of chapter 21 tonight. Yeah. It's first verse. After we had torn ourselves away from them, we put out to sea and sailed straight to Kos. The next day, we went to Rhodes and from there to Patara. We found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia and went on board and set sail. And after sighting Cyprus and passing to the south of it, we sailed on to Syria. We landed at Tyre, where our ship was to unload its cargo. So, you need a map, really, for all of those, don't you? The little places. He had been in Greece and Turkey, as we call them today, and he's travelling back to what is known as Syria today, still the same place. And he goes on these different places. Interesting that it's all going very well, isn't it? You know, he gets one boat after another, manages to find them the right places, they all turn up at the right time, and so he travels very comfortably. That will explain why later on he's not in such a great rush now to get to Jerusalem. Yeah, because the difficult bit of the journey he's managed to do in good time. Yeah, so he's got a little more free slack in the system. That's probably what's going on there. But God's got... Sometimes, do you find this? Sometimes it all goes so smoothly, you think, wow, it's wonderful. And then, that was Kenya for you, yes? Zimbabwe, yes. And then you find sometimes it's so difficult, you think, am I doing the right thing? And you probably are. It doesn't always work that way, yeah? So, but God, when he gives you good blessings, be thankful, yeah? So they travel all that way. And it says they pass by Cyprus. You know where Cyprus is now, don't you? And they went south of that, and they sailed on to Syria. We landed at Tyre. You've heard of Tyre? Famous trading port. Very important trading port. And the ship was involved in trade. So it unloaded its cargo, they got off there. Finding the disciples there, we stayed with them 7 days. Right, how about that? Finding the disciples with them, we stayed with them 7 days. I read a lovely commentary. I don't know who it was now, but I thought it was... This is unfortunately true and rather funny. When you go on holiday, do you look out for Christians or do your best to avoid them? Because Paul, wherever he travels, is on the lookout for believers. Yeah? He wants to see them, wants to get to know them, wants to encourage them. Right? Paul's on the lookout for Christians. I can only just share a personal experience. It wasn't any sort of marvellous bit on my part, but I once went to a conference in Germany related with my work when I worked in industry, and a place called Detmold, right? And my German wasn't brilliant, but we'd struggle along a little bit, you know. But I thought I must go, because I don't like being in hotels, terrible places, yeah, miserable. So I thought I'll go and find a church somewhere, and I looked around and there's this evangelical church, he said, which just means Protestant in Germany. I didn't know that at the time, but that's what it was. Yeah. And they got a Bible study apparently going on one evening, so I went there, and there was less than us here, I think, just a small little group, yeah. And I went through the door, and the pastor was doing a little Bible study, but the first person to meet me was a little old lady who knew I was English, and she said, in English, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." I've come to the right place. Yes. Well, I listened to the Bible study. I couldn't contribute very much. There were bits about it. The question was, am I my brother's keeper? I know that. And I wanted to find a verse that was able to say, yes, we are responsible for our brothers and sisters in Christ, of course. Yeah. But that was a great privilege. And I met After that, I was invited to go and meet one of the elders with his wife, beautiful German family, and they put out a meal for me in the evening better than the hotel.
Yes.
I'm in a really good spiritual time. I thought, this is the way to be, shouldn't it? Yeah. So I'm just saying, Paul had the right idea. Yeah. Find those Christians. Yeah. So he went and he stayed with them 7 days. Why 7 days? Is there something superstitious about the number seven? No.
Stayed for a week.
He stayed for a week. Because, and again, I read this in the commentary, a lot of what I'm sharing is what I picked up from other places. It's not all original to me, I can assure you of that. But the writer that I read said this, during those 7 days, it would include one day that was Sunday. And so they would meet together to worship. Yeah, so that's good, eh? So Paul stays there for 7 days. Now then, through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. Right. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. Now, there's an interesting verse for you. What do you make of that? What's going on?
They felt something was going to happen.
Yes. Yes. They sensed the Holy Spirit was saying to them, Paul is heading towards danger and difficulties and trials, right? And now, this is the issue. Is the Holy Spirit telling the people to warn Paul not to go? Or is he preparing the people to pray for Paul because he knows he's going into a difficult situation and he's going to need all the support he can get? Well, that we understand it as that, but they didn't think so. They thought, and you can understand that, right? They thought, they cared about Paul. They thought, look, where you're going, and Paul had told us already, you remember in my allegiances, I don't know what's going to happen in Jerusalem, but I know this, wherever I go, prisons and beatings and trials await me, whatever, yeah? So, no different, yeah? But they really sensed this was something big's going to happen. And the Holy Spirit had showed them that, right? And that was real, that was the Holy Spirit had showed them. The problem was their interpretation of what the Holy Spirit had given them. That's always our case, isn't it? God told me, yeah? He might have told you, but it's what you make of what he told you that's the problem. So, there they are. They're urging Paul. And why do they do that? Because they care about him. Right? Now, here we have a conflict of... And we'll see this as the conflict for Paul. How do you think Paul felt when they're all saying, don't go, don't go? And Paul knows in his heart that the Spirit is saying, you're going, Paul. You've got to go. And it's going to be tough, but I want you there. Yeah? So there's that tension, right? And so we'll see it as we go through this little passage, yeah? Right. So, when our time was up, we left and continued on our way. So they left this group of disciples, and they were at the place called Tyre, weren't they? They were in Tyre. We don't know how that church got started there. Possibly by the other believers spreading around and sharing the gospel. But there's a church in Tyre, and Paul wanted to meet them. Right, so they've gone now. All the disciples and all their wives and children accompanied us out of the city. And there on the beach, we knelt to pray. Yes? All the wives and the kids. It's a church. Right? It's a young church. Right? And all of them are involved. Isn't that lovely? I think that's beautiful. Yeah? This is family, as it's meant to be. Yeah.
And
they, all these people are concerned about dear Paul, and they want the kids to be involved as well. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was in a commentary, so again, I keep reading bits all over the place. It was on about sharing our faith with children and others. It was just on about how to share your faith. You're doing some job, you're talking while you're doing the job, like Paul did when he was making tents and so on. Right? And the comment, and I thought, I've never heard this before, but I think it's really nice. You know in Deuteronomy when it says, you know, you have to love the Lord your God with all your heart, Deuteronomy 6. And it says, write these words on your heart, put them on the doors, and impress them on your children. When you're going out, when you go to bed, when you walk along the roadside, talk about them. And basically what he's saying is, while you're involved in your daily things, it's easy to talk about the things of God so often.
That was the word today.
It was the word for today, yes, right. So, that was the idea, and so they had obviously communicated that with their children and so on. So we've got a lovely family church here in Tyre, wonderful. And so they all go down to the beach, and it wasn't a beach party, they knelt to pray. How about that? Yeah, it was something solemn for them. So they're there to pray, they knelt down to pray. Isn't that lovely, yeah? Why do people kneel when they pray?
Against
it's reverence, isn't it? It's that sense of you're before someone who is greater than you, the Lord. Yeah. So that was the idea of what was going on there. But they prayed. What did they pray?
Just pray for his safety.
Pray the Lord will look after him and bless him. And I suspect he prayed for them too.
Yeah.
Okay, so after we were saying goodbye to each other, we went aboard ship and they returned home. So they've got their lives to go on with the Lord. And we've got
they didn't go with them.
They only came up to the shore, to the boat, So, we went on board the ship. Who's the we?
Him
and the rest of them, including Luke. Luke who's writing this, So Luke's on ship with them, right. Right, we continued our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for a day. Found some more believers, right. So they've got Christians there. They're popping up all over the place now. It's wonderful. Yeah. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the Evangelist, one of the seven. He had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. Right?
Wow.
Okay, so they leave there and they go to Caesarea. Caesarea is an important place. Yes? Caesarea, can you remember when Caesarea turned up with something about Peter? What happened in Caesarea and Peter?
Cornelius
was a soldier there, and it was there that the gospel came to the Gentiles through Peter. Cornelius was a Gentile who came to know the Lord.